Well, good morning, boys and girls. Welcome back to Radio Fishing. This is Fishing Frank in the chair here. And that's Robert in the chair across from me. What a beautiful day to be peachy right on your way to Dandy. We're getting and expecting tomorrow morning. Supposed to be nice. It's going to be a nice morning to be out from what they're saying. Personally, I don't believe him. Robert's planning on going on one of his annual fishing trips tomorrow, so I don't care what the weatherman says. It's going to be blowing, rainy, and cold. But we'll see who's right, the weatherman or Robert's luck.
I think I'm going to lose.
Yeah.
It's pretty much par for the course.
I had planned on taking a boat out. I put my boat in the water yesterday. It actually ran. I mean, I'm walking on canes now because I can't stand up or catch my breath or, you know, anything like that. But I did go out in the boat, and it was kind of stuck on the trailer, and I gave it a little heave to get it off. And
how'd that work out?
Oh, it's great. I mean, as long as you don't mind taking 8 or 9 minutes to get in a standing position.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was actually going to make it upright this morning for a while there, but... My daughter's heading down. She's going to come down. She says she's going to fix me, so we'll see.
Oh, there you go. That's pretty cool.
That's what that phone call was. Nice. Anyway, starting around the area, we've got an area fishing report, and I guess that's where we ought to go, right to the fishing report. So
that's going to be a funky fishing report.
People keep asking me, what's this going to do? What's all this water going to do? To be quite honest, I keep having to say, I don't know. Looking at it here, to be quite honest, the river just peaked out at almost 11 feet.
Really?
Yeah. It's down to 10 foot right now, but it was just at 11 feet. I got an asterisk, on it, but it was almost 11 feet. And I've been watching the Peace River for 25 years, I would say, following it pretty close.
Oh, yeah.
First time ever seeing this. So I have no idea what's going to happen. I really don't know.
Well, you think about it. It's July water flow with basically January water temperatures.
Yeah, I mean,
You're at two completely opposite ends of the calendar spectrum.
I can tell you exactly what's going to happen with the fishing when the water gets like this in July, August, whatever. I know where the fish are going to go, what's going to happen, when the bite's going to take place. I can tell you all that stuff. I mean, 25 years of watching it happen, we know what's going to go on. We don't know anything about this.
Yeah.
There's no history reference, and you can guess all you want, but it's straight out guessing. Nobody knows because this hasn't happened before.
Right. I mean, the closest thing was the El Nino in 98, 97.
River never got this high.
But it never even got even close to this.
It was up 4 or 5 feet that year.
Right.
And it's supposed to be 1.5, 2 feet in Arcadia, and we're seeing 11. This isn't the most.
No.
A few weeks ago, it was at 12.
Right.
So I don't know.
I mean, look at the other day when we drove down south. When was the last time you saw that much water in those swales?
Oh, back in the 80s.
Yeah.
Back in the 80s when we would have... When we had a rainy season.
When we had a rainy season and they hadn't screwed up all the runoff crap.
Right, but we don't have a rainy season anymore.
Right.
We have a time of year where we get more rain, but there's no true rainy season. A true rainy season used to scare people out of Florida.
Right.
They would come here in the winter and it's paradise and it's wonderful and it's a tropical paradise people dream of coming to. And, you know, it gets a little chilly sometimes, a little drizzly this year, but for all practical purposes, this is a tropical paradise.
Oh, yeah.
And we are semi-arid desert climate, very reliant on local rain patterns. And when we put all the buildings in Murdoch and up in there, that stopped the weather pattern. We have never had a rainy season since then, because a good rainy season, it would rain every day about the same time, and you'd have 40 to 60 miles an hour winds, constant lightning, thunder that would shake the house continuously for an hour to 2 hours every
Absolutely.
Day. And it would literally, people, I would say 3 out of 10 people who moved here in the winter left, sold their houses by the end of summer.
Yeah.
Couldn't, it was too scary for them. But all the ditches were always full of water because we evaporate 51 inches of water a year here. And with the sunshine and everything, we have to have 51 inches of rain to break even. Just to break even, not to get excess.
Wow, no kidding.
Yep.
I had no idea.
That's the facts. And so when you're talking about 51 inches of rain a year to break even, we used to 2 inches of rain every day.
Right.
All summer long. And
right.
It was no big deal. We'd end up with 70, 80 inches of rain and no big deal. And some years we get it now, some years we don't. But we rely on tropical systems, broader weather patterns. We don't rely on small...
isolated thunderstorms.
Exactly. And it was fun to watch.
Because they were awesome. I mean, the lightning shows were just the most amazing things around.
Well, I was kind of thinking more of the before the buildup. You'd watch the clouds,
yeah.
And they would kind of go around, and you'd see them going up around by the Myakka River and kind of turn inland, and then the clouds would come back down the Peace River, and it would just kind of swirl around, and all of a sudden in the afternoon they would get together, and all hell would break loose. It was amazing. It was...
you could watch the cloud build by the second.
Yeah, I think 88 was the last time I was almost killed in a lightning storm, and... 88 or 89, I don't remember. It was probably 88, and I was working on the bank up there where Lowe's is now, and putting big steel rods up in a lightning storm. You got 15-foot steel rebar that have to go into the concrete. The concrete's poured. It's wet. You can't put them in later. You got to put them in right then, and your job is to get them in, so that's what I did. You don't, you know, when you sign on for the job, you don't sign on just for the easy days.
Right.
So, like today, I have to be here, you know, if I had any other choice, but it's my job, I have to be here.
Yeah.
So, we have Penn coming today, we got the tent sale coming up, and we didn't know if we were going to be able to do it again this year, but we went from not knowing if we were going to be able to do it to probably 30% larger than last year. We've had Penn and Quantum Finor have been our two real manufacturers coming every year. This year, Akuma's coming and Daiwa. Now,
that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, Penn has that thing where they do their stuff and then you get those bonus, that bonus stuff. Well, Daiwa's heard about that. Now they want to do it too. And I got to tell you, this is going to be a crazy. We usually have, what, about 75
people? It's
actually
almost starting a little competition in a fun way.
Yeah. We got about, what, 75 people working that day? Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. With the volunteers from all the fishing clubs and our good customers, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, we get a lot of volunteers. We're posting a schedule trying to get everything filled up because we need to be able to run 10 cash registers, 7 line machines, and then have people help out in the booth because it's a meet the factory thing. And it's a buying show modeled after one where Robert and I went to. And at the end of the day, we went, wow, that was a great show. We got to talk to everybody we talked to. We found people from the factory in every booth. And we were negotiating deals and talking about stuff. And why are we buying this? What's this about? What's that about? And so we got to negotiate our deals and find out about the products, why we were buying them. It was just a cool day.
Yeah.
And that's what we set this up to be. It is a buying show for you. And if you don't buy anything, that's fine too. But it's your chance to interact with the factory, wheel and deal. If I get this one, what do I get? If I buy, you know, one, what do I get? If I buy 5, what do I get? Where's my deals? Where's my, you know, where's the cool stuff going on? And why am I buying it?
Well, that's the coolest part, because you can actually ask them. Like, if you're a loyal fan of a particular thing and you already own the stuff, even if you don't buy it, you can ask them questions about why they designed it that way, how they, you know, how they fix this, and over the years how they modified stuff and what makes it better than this particular thing. It's cool to get that actual inside knowledge rather than...
Yeah, that's the stuff you and I look for.
Rather than the crap you read on the internet that Joe Blow wrote.
Right. When we go to the shows, this is exactly why we go to the show. I mean, we want to know, why are we buying this? Why are we going to sell it to our customers? and you get to ask the same questions. And we remind them that the squeaky wheel gets replaced, it doesn't get grease.
Right.
And, you know, well lubricated, nice, friendly people should get better discounts. And that's how we base it on, because I am known for not being the nicest fella in the tackle industry when it comes to, from me going towards the factory. I'm right. very demanding for my customers. My customers are my first, last, you know, my staff and my customers. That's who I care about. The factory should care enough about me and my people to do the same thing. So when I'm known for having the best clientele in the industry, that our customers, friends, clients are the nicest, and you know, you always want to say nicest, most intelligent people, because the number one thing that makes them so smart is they come in and ask questions.
Right.
And we, you know, go through, find the answers for them, and that's what this day is about. Every lure company shows up, and it's going to be Rapala, Bomber, Hedden, DOA, Mirror Lure,
Savage.
Savage baits are going to be here. Sabeel's going to be here. Pure Fishing Stuff, the Gulp people. I mean, we've got a lot of lure companies. Everybody gets their own casting demonstration tank. It's 2 foot by 10 feet long, so that if you want to meet Eric, the owner of Mirror Lures, and say, you know, well, how does this work? He's going to be able to put them in the tank and give you, show you how it's supposed to look when that you're retrieving that lure. And with a mirror lure, that's critically absolutely important. I mean, that's the, you know, if you don't do anything to a mirror lure, it does nothing. The coolest thing about it is if you work it and you caught the fish, it was you that did it.
Yeah.
Because the lure's not helping.
Yeah.
You know, it helps by its look and its noise and whatever, but you actually have to give it the action. And that's a pretty cool part about it. Same with a Sabeel. And then you've got into lures like the DOA, so classic, amazing brand of lures. You get to meet Mark Nichols, one of my true heroes in the industry. Mark's a good friend and a great person. You're going to enjoy talking to him.
He's a genuinely just awesome, awesome person to talk to.
Right. I mean,
he makes you feel very comfortable around him. There's not like a air about him or a shyness to him. He has a very comfortable personality where anybody can kind of just talk to him. It's
right.
Kind of cool.
No, it's literally amazing how that works out. Absolutely staggers me sometimes how Mark gets involved with his customers and everything. And so anyway, the tent sale's March 19th. It goes from daylight until around 5 o'clock, and it's going to be a very cool event. We've taken up too much time talking about this and the weather and everything, so I'm going to tag this out as a little impromptu show, and so you don't have to listen to, you know, 13 minutes of this before you get to the fishing report. I'm going to stop this. Anything to add to what we were talking about? Tent sale, most amazing opportunity.
Just
great
awesome.
Deals, no posted prices, by the way, boys and girls. You got to come in and pretend we're all, you know, living in the 60s and we talk to each other.
Yeah, imagine that.
Yeah, you don't get to walk up and see what the deals are. I've heard from some of the companies, and some of the deals are really amazing, but you got to go talk to them. And when you walk up to the booth, the best thing that we do with this show is it's a little hokey because, you know, we put up the tents and the boards, and you're here to meet people, not see cool booths. If you want to see cool booths, go somewhere else. Sorry, but that's kind of the thing. This is done so that we can give good deals, and by not spending money on it, you can save more money. That's the whole basis. The more I have to spend them to do this, the less discounts, you know, can be given. I got to make that money back. But I think, you know, everybody correctly labeled is one of the big things we do that you do not see at other shows. If you walk up to a booth and it says Captain so-and-so, like Captain Tom Fisher or Carl or Billy or whoever, Kale or whoever it would be, you know that they're a charter boat captain.
Right.
And they're helping out that factory because they like the product. And if you go up and you see factory rep, that means factory representative. And they're kind of the face of the companies, and the companies hire them to promote their products and help people learn about it. But they actually do several different products. Like Ray, you're going to see it says Ray. It's Akuma, Savage, Mustad, whatever. But you're going to see factory representative on his badge. But then you get to see the other badges, factory owner, president, you know, Eric, owner, mirror lure.
Yeah.
Mark Nichols, the owner, DOA.
Owner, I mean, designer.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we do. You get to know who it is that you're talking to, whether it's the president of the company, the VP, the national sales manager, and the Jacks Are Better policy mandates they have to bring national sales manager or higher in order to attend the show. Because this is a Meet the Factory day, not a Meet the Factory Rep day.
Right.
Or Meet the Captain day, although you will meet all those guys. So anyway, I'm going to call this one overdone, and we're going to come back in just about, as soon as this loads, we're going to have a fishing report. Any last thoughts, Robert?
No, just getting excited for it.
Yeah, tent sale, March 19th. Wow, cool. Oh, boy. All right. We'll be back in just a minute.